With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The wife of former President Jimmy Carter has died at age 96. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
News of Rosalynn Carter's death on Sunday afternoon came just 2 days after she entered hospice care at home in Plains, Georgia. A statement from the Carter Center says the former First Lady died peacefully with family by her side. Mrs. Carter is being remembered as being a champion of mental health. She was diagnosed with dementia nearly 6 months ago. Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter were married for 77 years, the longest married presidential couple in American history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, if you are one of 55 million people expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday, you may want to keep an eye on the weather forecast. Julie Walker has more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax says a storm system could slow down your Thanksgiving holiday plans if you're leaving late Monday through Wednesday.
Severe weather possible in the south, heavy rain in parts of the east, and even some measurable snow and slick conditions in parts of the interior northeast.
And he says Tuesday may be the worst day for flyers.
When the storm system's got rain from the Great Lakes, severe weather possible, even in parts of the southeast. And then eventually by Tuesday afternoon in the mid-Atlantic and northeast by evening, those will be times when the most unsettled and windy conditions.
I'm Julie Walker.
Two people have been killed, three wounded when shots were fired during an argument at a gathering at a Tulsa, Oklahoma home early Sunday. An early winter storm prompting the National Weather Service to issue advisories along the California-Nevada line ahead of more than a foot of snow, winds topping 100 miles per hour. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest saying, quote, shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind. The parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom on the wane in Nepal. According to a new report from International Christian Concern, Nepal is a difficult place to live for those outside of the Hindu faith. A combination of repressive laws and social norms sideline all minority religious communities. Evangelizing in the country strictly prohibited, being punishable by up to 6 years in prison and deportation. This is SRN News. Investigators have identified a person of interest in last week's destructive and disruptive Los Angeles freeway arson fire.
The fire closed Interstate 10 for days, snarling traffic and forcing crews to work around the clock to make repairs. CAL FIRE has released two photos of the individual in question, saying it is seeking the public's help to identify the person. All lanes of I-10 near downtown L.A. are expected to reopen by Tuesday. That is far ahead of the initial 3 to 5 week schedule. About 100 highway support columns were damaged by the fire. Rich Thomason reporting.
A suspect in Memphis, Tennessee, died after a self-inflicted gunshot wound while on the run. After a series of shootings that killed four of his female relatives and seriously injured a fifth person, the body of 52-year-old Mavis Christian was found in his car during a manhunt. More details at SRNnews.com.